Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I said when I got into the race, I was campaigning for 100% of the vote, and I meant it. And we're going to govern that way.
Just 2 hours after Baker's inauguration, several hundred people waited to greet him at the Salvation Army's Kroc Center in Dorchester. Among those there, Evelyn Correa Gonzalez, who voted Democratic in the election.
I work for Boston Public Schools, so I'm really looking to see what it is that he does with education also. He's brand spanking new, like, to the whole thing, and this being the first day. So, yeah, I'm just really curious just to see where it all goes and where he goes from here.
There were others there who had not voted for Baker, but Fabienne Lassien says she has an open mind.
We're always looking for a better government, so I am willing, and as well, so many other people are here are willing to work with him.
Governor Baker chose this stop to highlight the accomplishments of the Dudley Street Neighborhood Initiative in its 30 years of work to provide affordable housing and improved educational opportunities for inner-city kids.
Success sometimes is doing more of what works and less of what doesn't. Because frankly, there's a lot of great things going on all over Massachusetts, in many cases in some of its toughest and most disadvantaged neighborhoods. And the fact that we don't talk about that, we don't celebrate it, we don't acknowledge it, and we don't try to replicate it makes me sad.
I like my school, I like my teachers, and I am blessed for the food I have.
Third grader Makai Ware was one of four speakers to address the governor at the event.
On the first day of being governor, I want you to make police officers stop being racist so I can grow up in a nice neighborhood.
Talking with reporters later, the governor acknowledged the difficult job faced by law enforcement.
I think the more we can do to build trust, the more time we spend with people. I mean, one of the best ways to build trust is to spend time with people and hear them. And I think that's one of the things we tried hard to do during the campaign, and it's one of the things we're going to try and do in office.
Were you shocked when you heard her say that?
No, I mean, she talked about the fact that she loves the school she goes to, which I'm familiar with, the fact that she was reading above grade level. I mean, that's a kid that's heading in the right direction. And I certainly hope that as she grows up, that she lives in a community where she learns to believe that it's a good place to be.
Before leaving, the governor and lieutenant governor signed a pledge to work with groups like the Dudley Street Neighborhood Initiative to support affordable housing and expand on what works, create more great schools, and bring economic opportunity to every section of the city. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.